it's Laura Molitor here with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host for this weekly show and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. If you want to find out more about me and what I do, you can check out my website at beingfreenow.com. The thought came the other day, and I think it might be one that many of us have encountered. The question came to me, is this all there is? Is this query from self that wonders if there is really nothing more than what feels somehow lacking in inspiration and joy, celebration, or purpose in this moment? That anguished cry feels like a rhetorical question. It almost feels like a statement to us. Is this all there is? I guess it is. I guess I'll just get over it and settle in. I'll accept things and give up on a hope that there should be something more, more experiences, more answers, more meaning. But I'm coming to see that question, is this all there is, that it's really not a reasonable one. It's fear. And is fear ever reasonable? Wisdom and alertness, yes, of course. Fear, no. Fear is not a place of rationality or of solutions that are right and helpful, progressive, healing. So let's recognize that the question that throws up its hands in despair over the utter vacuity of it all, it's fear's voice. It's not your voice. It's not the voice of God. It's not the word of truth. It's really just kind of a deceptive serpent that wants to get you to roll over and play dead in your own life rather than waking up to discover what that question is really getting at. It's getting at your innate desire that there is more. It's getting at the sense inside of you that there should be more. Listen to that desire and don't let fear answer the question. Let life answer it. Let love answer it. As we get along in life a bit, you know, so to speak, this thought that we're relegated to something less wants to come up more than ever, I think. For one, you know, we might be thinking that we have not done all we set out to do, that our past is not as rich with goodness and accomplishment as we'd hoped. That's the first little fear to handle. The sense of what we haven't done seems always more compelling to our little mortal minds than the awareness of what we have done. So take a pause and recognize that your life has been about many things and has both given and received many things. You've learned and you've shared. You've expressed qualities of love in many places and in many ways. That ego wants to forget all that and dwell on certain human failures or things that didn't come to be. But that ego isn't seeing clearly. It isn't open to the big blessings of your life and how just remarkably wonderful, unique, and powerful those things are and you are. And those things were not only powerful for you, but for those lives that you have inevitably touched. So now let's shift to the implied question of present and future. Is this all there is now, and is there nothing more? Well, of course there's more. Again, the fact that you are not satisfied isn't a bad thing. It means you are ready. It means you're not willing to say, I'm done. This is life, and it isn't terrific, but it's okay, and I'll just deal with it. Your question begs an answer. It's one that is asking you to listen for that answer. It's that question that requires that you open your thought and your heart to the deeper solutions and observations than the surface would tell you. If you want there to be more, then what is it that you want? What would you like to see and feel more of, and why? Well, how could you do that? What's stopping you? And what does God say about limits? For those of you who answered that question and said, there's a lot of stuff that's stopping me. No. What does God say about limits? What does He say about the life He gave you? About the gifts He's given you? Are you using them? Are you discovering new ones? Are you open to that? Or maybe is the complaining question also a little bit of an excuse to blame the world or time or whatever for being our own being complacent and accepting, enduring, without the fullness of love and life being experienced? I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm just saying that sometimes we do, myself included. The great thing here, though, is that you don't have to have all the answers and have the full vision of what's ahead in this great expanse of life that is beckoning you in. You don't need to decide what is going to bring you meaning or what God has in store for you. You just have to be awake to possibilities and prepared to accept those new prospects as worthy, at the very least, of contemplating. So just start with this moment. When the question comes, is this all there is? Our initial response can be, no, it isn't all. There's so much more. But, and this is important too, right here and right now, there is so much good to be aware of and grateful for, to consciously appreciate and enjoy. We can start with this moment and shut off that little fearing mind that feels stuck in nothingness and begin to wake up to the somethingness that is really going on. We can see that right where we are, there are things, people, ideas to absolutely cherish. We can stop the focus on what we don't have and start to rejoice here and now in what we do. It may not be things and possessions and money and titles, but it may very well be understanding, various comforts, humor, recreational activities, books and ideas, nature, our pets, our loved ones, our religious practice or devotions that we enjoy. We can realize that life may not look like big, important things going on, but that doesn't mean that the smaller things, so-called, don't signify and express the greatest things of all. Love, truth, goodness, joy. So start with this moment and stop qualifying it or limiting it. And then, as I said, declare yourself ready. Ready for the answer that says, this is not all there is. This is a blessed place I'm in, and I'm a blessing in it, but there is so much more for me to do and to be. And the glory, really, of that question is that it's forever open-ended, so to speak, because you'll always be asking it eternally, and the answer will always be, no, this is not all there is. There is always, always, always so much more. So much more to understand, to discover, and to experience of this life of yours. God has guaranteed that it is never going to get boring or old or unimportant. He always has some more divine magic up his big sleeves, so to speak. Well, that is all there is to this podcast, but there will be more next week. Hope you won't hesitate to reach out to me if you want to share more, ask questions, or be guided on these ideas or other ones that might help you in that divine purpose and in your spiritual growth and healing. I would so much love to hear from you. So email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. We can correspond that way. We can set up a phone call. I would love that. Until then, though, we will see you next week. Have a great weekend.